You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to the Wake Up at Tucson. Hey! I went into that voice with a friend of mine right before I got to the studio. And then I went up to Bednarik. Hey, Jim Bednarik. Hey! Welcome to the Wake Up at Tucson show. The guy keeps telling you, wake the blank up. Okay? You like the poverty? Huh? You like that? You like the drug? Stop. Stop. That's what I say. Big show today. U.S. Congressman David Schweikert. And then we have our friends from the Tucson AdFed Hall of Achievement.
Man.
Coming on. Dave will be here at 7:30. And we're going to start. We'll do a little preview of everything. And then we have a variety of human beings coming in who are being honored for good work in advertising and marketing in Tucson. There's some great stories in there, which I always like plumbing in these discussions. And we got some good friends of the show. Doug and Mary's child, Becca, is being honored. So I'll have her tell embarrassing stories about her parents. Mm-hmm. And then Carrie Stratford.
She...
the spouse of the movie guy, the other movie guy, the prodigal movie guy, Herba Stratford. We love Carrie, so she'll be here too. And a few other folks, so yeah. We'll do it up.
Yeah.
We'll do it up hard.
The advertising helps people achieve the American dream of having a successful business.
And that's a real tough sometimes in this town, so I give them a credit.
We talked about that on this show.
Sorry.
Carrie just hit the snooze button on her alarm. Is it bad? Maybe not.
She's like, Herb, text Chris. I got car trouble. Let's see what else we got. Tomorrow, Dan Grossenbach, Juan Almanza, Mark with top 10 Alec Guinness movies. Huh. And then... Heritage Foundation, Jason Bedrick is going to take the Katie Hobbs rhetoric about ESAs costing taxpayers more money, and he's going to shoot it through a big pasta maker.
In the turlet, as Archie would say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's going down. So that'll be awesome. All right, let's do a rundown. I know this hour, the big thing. So we got sent to us by a TPD officer the last 30-day and previous 30-day stats for Tucson. And then yesterday, believe it or not, I was talking to my buddy Ryan, who lives in Utah, and we started breaking down statistically comparing Tucson to other communities in America. Mm. I got two words. Mamma mia. That's all I can tell you. So we'll get to that before this hour is up, before we get to David. We got to get to the Dallas police are confirming that they have the Venezuelan gang Tren Aragua in the Texas city unleashing chaos. Mm-mm. Let me get out my old Smith Corona. Dear Trump administration, this is your commercials for the next 8 weeks. Kamala Harris, the border czar, have let this get so out of control. Venezuelan gangs are taking over entire towns.
Aurora, Colorado.
And how many of them came through the Pima County Underground Railroad here? Huh? Oh, they're just the newcomers, according to Bishop Weaselberger, huh? Come on. This is why Bishop Weaselberger is a total loser. This is what I'm like. Along with the other losers over at the Pima County Board, other than Steve. So we're going to get to the crime thing. I mean, we've got Chicago, Baltimore, all the winners. FBI misses again on a mass school shooter. I mean, how many times?
So this is not the part that they're reporting now.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Nancy Pelosi says the quiet part out loud about mass
just
amnesty.
Just to recap,
yes.
And we'll get to Nancy Pelosi saying the quiet part out loud. Just to recap, the FBI, according to what you just said, and I'm looking forward to after the tease hearing the story, they missed clues, and the Secret Service missed clues on a guy that everybody said there's a guy with a gun at a presidential rally. So that's what we are just getting back to what I said yesterday. We're not doing basics. We're not doing
the Biden-Harris team. The Biden-Harris team is operating at top efficiency.
Fake news. Listen, you're being rude. You're fake news. Stop being rude.
Thank you. Get to another one. Biden is another lie. Biden is deporting more illegals than Trump. That's another thing you're starting to hear out of these yokels. And then Breck Dumas. What a great name, Breck Dumas. I love that. Fox Business. Why are so many restaurant chains filing for bankruptcy right now? And we'll go through what some of the analyses of that is. We're never going to get to all this stuff. I just want to let you know it might be coming up soon.
That there is a tab in play.
There is a tab. I like that.
On your computer.
Thank you. Hold on. Thank you. I did not. I had a previous meeting that I couldn't move, but I know a bunch of you did go to the Paul Marsh Memorial yesterday. Thank you for doing that. I talked to Mayor Ed yesterday. He was there, Juan Siscomani and Margo and a bunch of you. And, I really appreciate our friends, Sean and Adriana were there. It sounded like it went off pretty well. There's going to be a church service coming up at the end of the month on September 28th at the Christ Community Church on Pantano, I think. So, 1 o'clock. It's also the same time as the Tucson Crime-Free Gotaways film with roundtable discussion moderated by yours truly. That's at the Maverick. The Maverico over on Tanque Verde. So we're going to do is we're going to go to break and we're going to come back. I got to get to these two stories, especially about how the city of Tucson's now worried about fecal matter of dogs, even though they're not worried about fecal matter of some other animals. So it's all going to blank in a handbasket before it's all over. Today's Battle of the Artists, and these guys toured together years ago, were two talented blokes who sing and play this thing called a piano. And it's Elton John versus Billy Joel. So I figure the two piano guys, they've done the concert where they've done the piano battle with each other and all that stunt stuff. So I've decided after doing Sting and Phil, we'll do a little Elton John and Billy Joel today. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news.
When
and
I
talk.
Get...
Oh, my Lord. Elton John covers... I know you are. You're on Wake Up Tucson.
I need a blowtorch, Chris.
In the old days, Ed used to do it with a bent up paperclip.
I'm not a Hall of Famer. I'm not a Gold Mic winner. So I need a blowtorch.
I'm giving it all I can, Captain. Wake up. All right, Elton John versus Billy Joel today.
Told you if Greg left that blowtorch out, I'd fix it, and I did. So thanks, Greg.
You didn't use that on any of the gerbils or that we have.
No, just on the equipment here.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
And an air hammer.
A hammer. KOLD Catherine Patterson, when I saw this story, it's making me laugh a little. The city of Tucson has a new campaign regarding pets. The city's reminding everyone to keep their dogs on a leash and clean up after them. For years, John Dorame has been a dog dad of three, but one day he almost lost one. My white dog, Dak, we were just walking. He was on his leash, and this dog came out of nowhere, comes out, gets him, rips his whole side. $6,000 later, Dak is still playing at the side on the leash. If they were on a leash, it wouldn't have happened. Dak's story is one of the many in the Tucson area. The city of Tucson wants people to leash up, clean up. It's a reminder to dog owners to keep their dogs on a leash and keep up their waste. Clean up their waste. Actually, that was a little Freudian. Lara Hamway from the city.
Parks director for the city.
Oh, she's the
Parks
actual
park.
Wow. Who knew? Haven't heard of her still, like, right now. Their poop is not necessarily the best thing for the environment. Poop in general can have E. coli and salmonella, so we encourage people to pick it up, unquote. If everyone remembers, the city of Tucson police under Christopher Magnus told police officers that you're no longer arresting people for taking a dump in public. Now, I don't know if that's been rescinded under Chad. Hopefully it had. But we're in a city where they're okay with human beings defecating in the middle of the street, but when Fluffy does it, we have a problem. And I would say that Fluffy's diet is probably better than the fentanyl person taking a big dump on the sidewalks of Tucson. So I thought that was curious and ironic. But then let's go over to J.D. Wallace. Across Tucson, the effect of monsoons can be seen even if there are no storms or high winds present. Property owners must handle excess growth on their lawns and beyond. 6 inches of grass or weeds, the length of a dollar bill, is the cue to either start pulling or start cutting before a notice arrives in the mail. After monsoon rains fall, weeds and grass come up. JD. Camera three. What the blank are you doing with this report? This is not, no one else is listening. JD, it's just me and you. I love you. You seem like a good guy. What the F are you doing in this report? You just wrote, we make fun of all the time, U of A back in session, businesses around the university go up, is the one of the greatest tropes. You just said, after monsoon rains fall, weeds and grass come up. What are we doing here? But let's continue. Let me back to camera two. Thank you. We have Jackie Soto. Looks like she's a resident of the whole city of Tucson place here. The more water, the more they naturally grow. We just kind of pluck them ourselves at this point because it's pretty costly to get them, like, removed, unquote.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me water makes things grow?
No wonder
I keep killing everything in my garden.
I mean, this is... Wow. Let's get to Lori Pumphrey, an inspection supervisor for Tucson Code Enforcement. Now, that's a loaded title right there.
This is an HOA article. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's no. Let's get Liz on. 790-2040. Good morning, Limberlost Liz. Welcome to the Wake Up Tucson Show. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. This is comical. They're complaining about people having weeds in their yard when you drive down the street and there's weeds everywhere.
In their yard.
They're going to give people...
In the city's yard.
Yes. And they're going to send me a notice about my weeds?
Of course.
That is comical.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, the hypocrisy in both the doggy human, the doggy poop and the weed stories are colossal.
You drive down Fort Lowell and there's grass growing in the middle of the street.
Through the pavement.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. And they're wasting my tax dollars on a letter to a taxpayer about weeds when there's weeds all over the city. It blows my mind. Actually, no, it doesn't. It's typical Tucson. But seriously, clean up your own weeds before you come after me about my weeds.
Oh, amen, sister. So we know this, right? That we know that Kevin Dahl cleans Rahina's pool, right? But this guy, Timmy Tamir, the Newtown manager, city manager, we know he pulls her weeds at the house for her and Ruben, right? And so what I want next time he's on a radio show someplace in the future, someone needs to ask him the question, how many employees are on weed pull maintenance for the entire city of Tucson?
May I register?
Let's go to Matthias.
Remember
Neely.
All the notices we see that they have park cleanup days where you pull the weeds and they watch.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Oh, that's right. I like that. That's part of your environmental stewardship that they're going to help you do is you do their job. This is the town member with the largest budget ever that needs an extra 27 mil from you.
Oh my God.
So, okay, Liz, before I let you go, over under, do you think the city of Tucson, in relation to employees that fix, that are to clean up, beautify medians and pull weeds and right-of-ways and easements, is it lower or higher than 10?
It's a negative. It's like negative zero. There's nobody.
So you're saying lower.
No, yes. I don't see anybody. They used to have crews of people that would go out and clean, and it was the city of Tucson. And then I think they contracted it out to, you know, these landscaping companies, but nobody's done it. It's terrible. I mean, it really looks terrible. It's like, wow, this is just overgrown and nasty and trashy. No, it's a negative zero. If you can be like a negative zero, yes, that is what it is.
All right. Well, Liz, tell us when they come for you, send you your fine for your weeds, okay?
I will let you know.
Thanks, Liz. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
So hopefully he's listening. The great Carlos Ruiz came up with a great idea with Ed at the Tucson Business Owners Association called Islands in the Sun. I think it was what it was called. Not Islands in the Stream. Okay. Islands in the Sun. And it was the idea that businesses, and he put the money up to have it done, would sponsor the cleanup of a median. And you'd put a little sign that says, maintained by HT Metals. And what happened was it got shot down by Rankin because of something about signs in the median or something violated something, right? And so then it just died on the vine. And Ortega's like, well, that's right. Okay, we're good. So when the business community actually wants to give you extra money to make the place look better, I mean, think about it. The chamber gave up after they did the two blocks outside of the airport. Welcome to Tucson. And the Underwood brothers were doing the landscaping on it for the first two little segments of medians there. And then after that, you get the Valencia and you go, damn. I'm going to do my Dave Chappelle there a little bit. Damn, fail. It's fail. All right, let's get Pat on real quick. Pat, what's up, my friend?
Good morning, Chris. Hey, you never answered my email relative to the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer versus Yes.
Oh, it's coming. I'm trying to do all these other things before I get to Yes again. So, I already torture everyone with enough Yes was my take. So, I got your side. You gave me the ELP stuff. It will happen.
Did.
I might do a week of Yes versus everybody is what I might be doing. So the world's
and
greatest.
Shameless plug, November 10th, Rocking for Heroes at James Craig Park, sir.
Absolutely. We'll be pushing it. Don't you worry. Thank you, Pat.
I know. Thank you. Bye.
All right. I'm going to take the stats from a Tucson police officer sent us on August incidents. And then we compared it, me and my research assistant, Ryan. We compared it last night to other cities, and it's gonna, like Stephen King, it's gonna scare the hell out of you. All right, Billy Joel versus Elton John today. All right, I use my computer skills.
Okay, can you come over here to our computer then?
A different blowtorch. I saw someone tore down my Magic of Radio art on Greg's door.
Oh, goodness.
No one even put it in my drawer. They just threw it out. What the hell? What the hell? Come on, people.
Somebody's going to find a Rembrandt.
I'm going to get my crayons out again and do another
100
one.
100 years from now.
We keep tearing down my crayons, people. Come on. And also, once you use your spoon in the coffee, you don't stick it back into the creamer again, people. Just throw the damn spoon out. Jeez. Barbarians. So if you were listening to the show and you have my deepest sympathies, what happened was we were going over crime stats in Tucson. And they're ugly. You know, when you talk about 8.5 shootings a day in August. So we had 257 in August. We have this is in the city of Tucson, 560,000 plus population. Remember, 257 in your head. Keep that in your head. Then we went to Chicago with 4.5 times the population to 2.68 million. And I abused poor Matt Neely and said, hey, how many do you think Chicago had in shootings in the same 30 days?
And I guessed 800.
295.
Really?
So that means that they have better aim?
We are way out of proportion.
We are way out of proportion.
Way, way, way. Like 4 times.
Correct. We are 4 times. That's how the numbers skew.
Just about.
So if these numbers are what these numbers are, Tucson has 4 times the amount of shootings on a per capita basis than Chicago.
I keep trying to play the game of, well, we're a small town, right? They keep trying to play that game, but we're playing with the big boys on some stats.
When you look at those Tucson numbers,
we're this cozy small town. You know, we like it this way. Well, we like it all this way. Some of this way we like.
So last 6 months of incidents that are just again, these have to be the ones that are reported. These include a bunch of stuff that's not reported anymore. Okay. So over 6 months, shootings have been 1,493 in shootings over the last 6 months. Total incidents of theft, robbery, burglary, vandalism, shooting, arson, arrest, and assault, and then you put it all together. Oh, there's something. Oh, sorry, I don't have a total of all that. I just have a category that's called other. I don't even know what other, whatever happens on other. That's 5,500 in the month of August of other. Now, the one good thing that if some of the Kool-Aid drinkers in the city, you guys can say this. We've had zero arson somehow in the last 60 days. So good job. So shootings, vandalism's up from the previous 30 days. Burglaries up.
They've already lost their businesses.
Right.
You know, they've already gone out of business. What's the use of an arson at that point?
Thank you. Burglaries are up in the last 30 month to month in the last 30 days.
Matches are too expensive for arson these days. It's inflation.
Robbery was flat, same amount. Theft is down a little bit. Shootings is down a little bit. But assault, vandalism, burglary, robbery are all up in the last 30 days. There's nothing to see here. Please disperse. I am blanking on your back and telling you it's raining.
That's where I was just going to go, yes. It's raining, sir.
I still love that I'm the bad guy in this by these people because I point this stuff out. It's your numbers. We flipped another car yesterday. That was like a test drive. It was like a car. Yeah, if you look at it, it's like, what's going on? What's going on? It's kind of like back to this RTA discussion, right? Sergio nailed it when Ted was on a year and a half ago when he said, after the last RTA, do I really need, how many more ways do I need to have the communities they take care of business connect to this city? You know, and I know the argument Ted gave me was, well, we drive these in the, to go, you know, for people to work there and, you know, and go to restaurants and things like that. Well, when has that been my as an Oral Valley resident? Why is that my problem? Right. So if you were the city of Tucson, and wouldn't you say, well, our job is to make it, if you're as part of the taxes you pay to our horrible government, it should be our responsibility to make sure the roads are nice from the edges of Tucson for people to come visit a restaurant or do something, or in a like go to the Mini Time Museum, right on the edge, right? But that doesn't happen. I think I was just having this discussion this morning, and it's true. This sales tax that the city's going for. Let me reference Beardo the Magnificent. You want a tipping point, Zachary? This is your tipping point. And we're going to see who lays down for the mayor on an unneeded tax, a regressive tax that keeps crushing the poor. And I'm going to tell you, so my predictions this morning to my friend on the phone was Tucson Metro Chamber and Hispanic Chamber support. SALC will be a no, take no position, which is the same as support. And if I was a really normal business owner who's paying these blokes money to be part of it, I would literally do the dramatic quitting. I would write the op-ed, why I quit SALC. They've lost their mind. This is, you want a slipping point? This is the slipping point. Are they going to, they're going to fold down like you would never believe. And the media is going to be on board with it. Little Timmy almost got there with his, that his op-ed or whatever he does last weekend. A few of you sent it to me, right? Is he almost gets there. And then what happened was the ghost of Unix Pass came and haunted him, and he pulled out of the dive right at the end. So it is National Cheese Pizza Day today.
Well, that sounds pretty darn good.
Nothing on it. Cheese pizza. And I will tell you that when I go try a pizza place for the first time, one of the things you should just get is a cheese pizza. You'll understand right there. They're not hiding a zillion toppings on it, any of that jazz. Let's do it. International Day of Charity, World Samosa Day. I do like a good samosa. National Be Late for Something Day. You know who you are, people. And then for this personal host, which I know a lot of people think which would be perfect for me, it's National Shrink Day. And that doesn't mean get small. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk, U.S. Congressman David Schweikert coming up next. After that, our good friends from the Tucson AdFed Hall of Achievement, our annual tradition. A tradition unlike any other.
Unlike any other.
Peace out.